You mentioned a phrase that I want to talk about more in our second segment together after the break, the revived Roman Empire. But what I love to do always when I'm discussing political activities is go to the prophetic scenario in God's Word first, see what the Bible has to say about it, and then see if that sheds light on a current event that is unfolding, which could actually be at least setting the stage for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. So when we're talking about the revived Roman Empire, what is that? Where did we get the name for that?
Well, we really get that from the book of Daniel, where we read that God sets up kings and kingdoms. And in the book of Daniel, prophecy outlined a succession of four kingdoms on earth's history that would precede and ultimately lead to a fifth kingdom that would be of Jesus Christ that would destroy the four previous kingdoms, and God would set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. And so what we have is each of the successive kingdoms. We had Babylon, we had the Mede-Persian, we have the Greek Empire, and then the Roman Empire. So the until Jesus Christ sets up his kingdom, the last kingdom Daniel talks about is the Roman Empire in its past and future in terms of what we would call the latter days.
Well, I had studied the book of Daniel, and I read in chapter 2 about 10 toes over in chapter 7. That would be another dream. Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream in Daniel 2. Then he had his own dream over in chapter 7, and he did not have 10 toes, but 10 horns. That's what you're referring to as the revived Roman Empire, am I correct?
Yes. What many people have said is the Roman Empire fell and ended. No, it's been morphing and changing throughout history. But in its final form, it will consist of 10 horns, and an in-depth study of that would show, in my view, 10 regions and governors of those regions of part of this final reformed Roman Empire that would once again occupy the territories, the power, and the significance of that ancient Roman Empire. And so that's what we're looking for, is that reforming of it and the characteristics of it, to see if there is any similarity to something that exists today.